All right, today, on today's show, we're talking about how to retire by 40. A news article from the mainstream media, it's kind of total garbage. That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey, everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor, founder of Morris Invest. If you're new to the channel, thank you so much for joining us and subscribing. I hope that you're a subscriber because this is where we talk about passive income, building legacy wealth for you and your family. That's the goal, right? And the vehicle that we use is buy and hold real estate. But I don't care about the real estate, right? I don't care about the four walls and a roof. I just bought 15 houses this week that we're about to rehab, okay? I don't care what they look like, because once we get them, it doesn't matter. What I'm buying is a tax shelter, and that's what you should be focusing on, buying a tax shelter. That's what this show is all about. On today's show, I want to talk about how to retire by 40, and I want to preface this by saying that I got this from an email from a listener, a viewer of our show who is getting involved in real estate investing. Jesse Daly sent me this email, and he said, "Hey, Clayton, I hope you're doing well, man. I thought you'd find this article interesting, especially how the writer literally doesn't mention anything about investing in real estate. There's only a one quick mention of a condo adding to net worth and nothing else in this article. I'm so happy that your podcast teaches people how to truly invest properly and retire by the age of 40. They should have interviewed you for this article." So thank you, Jesse. I promised I would give you a shout out here on the show, and I want to go into this article. So again, I've lampooned some of these CNN money articles over the past few years. I've done shows about these things because I just find them ridiculous. I find them ridiculous that they're telling people to invest in their 401k, and then that's the way that you build retirement. That's the way that you're able to retire by 40 years old. I mean, how many people are, you know, just like a show of hands, you're listening right now. How many of you think you could actually retire by 40 years old just with your 401k? Of course you can. It's ridiculous. The average 401k at retirement in this country, guess what, according to Time Magazine, is $90,000. Can you retire on that? No way. So I want to go through this article because it's a lot of fun, and Jesse sent it to me. So these are tips from CNN Money on how to retire by 40. Three proven tips. So let's go. Chris Renning isn't your average retiree. He said goodbye to his working years at 37 and is now financially independent, living his life on his own terms. That's great. Now, he had $4,500 in debt, and when he started working, he got through all of that. He finally found a well-paying job working cybersecurity, took out a mortgage, bought a condo, and financed a BMW. Okay, all right. Took out a mortgage on a home, bought a condo, and financed a BMW. On our way to success. But then he started to wonder, is this all there is? He finally said, "I can't do this for 40 years. In his late 20s, he started searching for alternatives, and he read the book, Your Money, Your Life, by Joe Dominguez and Vicky Robin. And he said, look, there's other ways of becoming financially independent. So he then felt that he had enough to live the rest of his life on his savings and investments without having to work again. It took two more years of showing up at the cubicle for him to be sure. Then at 37, he finally walked away. So what did he do? Okay, here were his strategies. Here were his strategies for becoming financially independent and retiring at 40 years old. Number one, save more. Save more. Okay, so his strategy, according to the CNN Money article, is he cut back on going out to dinner and he cut back on buying lattes. So he just started saving more. Really? So let me get this straight. That's the way that you can sustain yourself for the rest of your life by retiring at 40 years old from your job, is just having enough in the bank. You think that you're going to have, if the average 401k at retirement is $90,000, can you really live the lifestyle that you want? So now you're cutting back on dinners in order to save some money. You're not buying coffee. So what Natalie and I have talked about here on the show repeatedly is the idea of not having to shrink your lifestyle. Why not find out what your freedom number is using real estate? Find out what your freedom number is and actually have enough passive income every month coming in that cash flows. You're creating a tax shelter for yourself and enabling you to live the life that you want. So you can't go buy a latte? I find that ridiculous. You know, David Bach wrote about that in his book, The Automatic Millionaire, years ago. And look, if you're $40,000 in debt, yes, maybe not buying a $5 coffee every day is probably not a smart strategy. You know, also, if you're a smoker, you know, spending 10 bucks a day on cigarettes or whatever is probably, you know, not a smart strategy if you want to claw your way out of debt. I get that part of it. but as a way of sustaining yourself and retiring at 40 years old, just saving more. Savers are losers. That money in a bank account is doing nothing for you. What about buying performing assets that are actually producing cash flow? I mean, come on. So when he says, look, where people get into trouble with savings is that they think they have to use reusable toilet paper and eat chicken broth. But real, basically, you'll never spend $0. Find a level of living that you're comfortable with and work on earning more without increasing your expenses. So he's just saying earn more, save more, cut out lattes, and you can retire at 40. I don't buy that for a second. Today's episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. I'm a big fan of ZipRecruiter because, you know, we hire a lot of great people on our team here at Morris Invest. And so in our different offices around the country, for instance, in our Indianapolis office, we just opened and had to hire some great people out there. And what did we do? We posted on ZipRecruiter. And they knew that there was a smarter way to find great talent out there. So they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. I mean, it's hard to find. I mean, I'm telling you, you know, you just think you're going to post something on some random website and find great talent. You're not. Here's how ZipRecruiter works. They learn what you're looking for, and they identify the people with the right experience, and they invite them to apply for your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. That's what happened to me with a couple of the different positions that we were filling. We had a person that we were fulfilling to be on the phones. We had another clerical person on a team. It's fantastic. We had someone that was working with our violations department to handle those pieces for our clients. All of those things. When you hire the right people, you need to have the right talent, and they find it for you. ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive so you never miss a great match. Your right candidates are out there, I'm telling you. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. I love them. That's how I will use them till the cows come home to grow our team here at Morris Invest. Right now, though, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, totally free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/investing to post your job. That's right, it's ZipRecruiter.com/investing. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/investing. Now, I know there's a lot of you listening out there who run small businesses and you're hiring. I'm telling you, give ZipRecruiter a try to find the right candidate. Thanks, ZipRecruiter. Number two, earn more. Okay, that's his second tip. Earn more. Great, so let's save more and earn more. Again, a paycheck job. The tax code is written for wealthy people. The tax code is written for entrepreneurs who own businesses, who own real estate. That's what the tax code is written for. It's not written for a W-2 employee. So earn more. So what he says is your actual job is only part of your work in order to earn the kind of money where you can live on only half or less of your salary. So take that extra money and sock it away. That's what he's saying. So work harder, right? Work for a paycheck. Get taxed at like in the highest tax bracket by the federal government, right? Because we know that paycheck employees under the new tax code are hurt the worst. He says this career boosting work can include earning advanced degrees. Oh, that's great. So his other bit of advice on this is go out and spend $100,000 on getting an advanced degree. So go get your master's degree. That's only, what, $100,000? That's only $100,000, right? Just go get a master's degree. So that's smart. So save more, earn more by spending more on getting an advanced degree or certifications. And then that way, you'll have people who will look at you more favorably in the office and be able to elevate you higher. That's great. So it's important to understand the weak areas. And he says, look, finding mentors. Okay, that's good. Yes, definitely finding mentors. That's a very smart move, finding mentors who can help propel you. And then number three, he says, invest more. So he says the most powerful mechanism for investment right now, it's built into their job. It's the 401k. Invest in your 401k at a 2 or 3% return. Contributing at the level where you get the employer match is a must. And that's your biggest benefit. And that's how you can retire by 40. That's the article. Unbelievable. So, okay. Ridiculous, right? That's how you can retire at 40? No. That's not how you can retire at 40. And that's not how you can live comfortably and live the life that you want and be able to produce legacy wealth for your family for the rest of your life. So he's now retired. He's living off of savings. He's got no assets that are actually performing for him for the rest of his life. He's got a BMW that he bought financed, and he has a mortgage on a condo that he lives in. He has no performing assets. That is not financial intelligence, any way you slice it. Wouldn't it have made more sense, instead of saving that money while he was working for that cybersecurity company, to take that money and invest it in real estate, buy a performing asset that cash flows? That's how you control and move your family forward. That's how you can build true legacy wealth for you and your family. But actually taking money and buying a BMW, buying a liability, remember, all you need to remember is if you're buying liabilities, a liability is something that does not produce cash flow. Now, if he bought that BMW and used it as an Uber driver that was producing cash flow, that's a different scenario. Or if he rented out that BMW, that's a different scenario. But I love these. I love these articles. And again, this is all sort of couched around the idea of the mainstream media, right? The mainstream media wants you to believe that a paycheck employer job is the way to go, that getting a 401k, having your company sort of automatically do it for you because you're too dumb to do it yourself, have them handle it, have them streamline it. That's how you have a strong safety net. We've been trained to believe that being secure is having a paycheck job. You know, again, I come back to I keep seeing this commercial, and I'm sure so many of you have seen this commercial over the past few weeks. I saw it first during the World Series, and they continue to run this stupid thing, where it shows a couple, you know, they're in their late 60s, and they're sitting there with a Merrill Lynch advisor. And the Merrill Lynch advisor says, well, it looks like the plan worked, and you're going to be able to have that retirement you wanted. And I looked at, you look on the iPad app that they're handing to the couple, and he's like, honey, we did it. We can do it. We can live that life we want in retirement. And it shows that their income is about, they're going to have about $70,000 to work with. Like if you actually look at the numbers on that screen, $70,000. So now they're almost at retirement. And then the next clip, it shows them in a boat with their granddaughter, right? And they're sailing off into the sunset, like some small little boat with their granddaughter. And the little girl says, aye, aye, captain, you know, and she's driving the boat. So this is their retirement. They finally did it, right? They had to wait till they're 70 to buy a boat and to be able to sleep in and spend a little bit of time with their grandkids. All because they had their money managed by a financial advisor that was taking out big fees and investing in the stock market and not investing in real estate and cash flowing assets. So there you go. That's my frustration. There you go. That's my little two cents, my little rant about these types of mainstream media articles. And when you see them on TV, just roll your eyes. Think about it for a second. Saving more, earning more, get an advanced degree, spend $100,000 on a master's degree, and then use a 401k. That's how you're able to retire at 40. That is total garbage. That is total garbage. Unless maybe the guy wants to go live in like Thailand by himself with no kids, and he wants to live like in a hut somewhere for the rest of his life, and he doesn't care about actually having any income or cash to be able to buy anything or any food or live the life that he wants. I find it to be total garbage. I'd love to hear your comments and your reactions to this. Please send them to us, and I really thank you so much. So that's going to do it for that, and thank you so much for subscribing to the show. I really appreciate it. This is the Investing in Real Estate show. You can please subscribe, share it with your friends, And please go out there, take action, become a real estate investor, because I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.